You're listening to Your Financial Choices on WDIY Allentown. Your Financial Choices may discuss various financial-related topics and thus would like to offer the following disclosures. Lori Siebert is employed by Valley National Group, the Valley National Financial Advisors Group of Companies. Investments are offered through Valley National Investments Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. To ensure compliance with requirements imposed by the IRS, we inform you that any U.S. federal tax advice contained in this communication is not intended to or to be used for the purpose of avoiding penalties under the Internal Revenue Code or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any transaction or matter addressed herein. This show is for educational purposes only. For advice specific to your own situation, we recommend that you consult your CPA, CFP, or attorney.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. I am a CPA, CFP, and AEP on the web at yourfinancialchoices.com. You can listen online at wdiy.org and invite friends and family to listen online as well if they're outside our listening area. And podcasts from prior shows are also available at wdiy.org or at yourfinancialchoices.com. Welcome to the show. The markets were up today. The Dow closing at 16,573, the NASDAQ at 4,276, and the S&P at 1,890. Last week, Rod Young was on the show, guest hosting for me. Thank you very much, Rod. He discussed considerations in real estate. I thank him for guest hosting. Tonight, we are talking about risk management and ways to cover yourself with insurance, in particular, property and casualty. We are live, and we are here to take your questions. Judy Ann will answer your calls, take your information, and ask you to mute your radio so you can hear me without the delay. We can talk without confusion. We do discuss general financial planning topics and not specific investments. And while I do typically have a topic each week, you can still ask questions off topic. I know some folks might still have tax questions that need to be answered. But I do have a guest this evening as well, and she has lots of good information for us. So I want to make sure that we have plenty of time to talk about insurance as well. If you have questions this evening, the phone number is 610-758-8810. That's 610-758-8810. You can also email questions to yourfinancialchoices.com. Eileen Budd is Vice President of Budd Agency. As part of the second generation involved in the independent insurance and real estate firm located in Phillipsburg, New Jersey and Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, they represent a number of top-rated carriers offering choice. Personal products include auto, home, tenant insurance, umbrella, wedding, pet, and more. I guess we need to talk about that. Mm-hmm. Commercial includes general liability, property, workers' comp, employment practices, liability, directors and officers, cyber liability, and more. She began her career with Budd Agency as a licensed realtor broker in New Jersey and Pennsylvania, representing residential and commercial clients. She's been awarded the New Jersey Circle of Excellence Sales Award at both the bronze and silver levels. She now assists in business development and marketing of both departments. She has a passion for wine, food, and entertaining, which inspired her development of Wine Know, that's K-N-O-W, a wine education and event planning business, which specializes in customized corporate and private wine tastings and events. And I hope that we can have time at the end of the show to talk about that a little bit more. So welcome to the show, Eileen.
Thank you, Lori.
Thank you very much for coming. I appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule to come talk to us about insurance. As you know, it's a financial planning show. We talk about your financial choices, and one of the biggest choices people have in their life is insurance. So I want to talk about that piece of that financial planning puzzle that when I put all these pieces together, one of the spokes of that wheel is risk management, and in particular, property and casualty, which is what comes out of your family-run business, which is dear to my heart because I come from a family of business owners as well. And I understand how personal it gets. I know growing up, it was always the conversation around the table about, you know, so-and-so came in today, this is what they need. You know, so it was very interesting. Not that we're airing people's personal business. My parents had a hardware store, but it was all very interesting. So do you want to tell us a little bit about the family business, and then we'll start talking about some of the questions we'd like to cover tonight?
I'm sure you gave us a good brief highlight of the history of what we do and what we offer in terms of insurance products. As you mentioned, I am second generation. My father does still work in the business, and we do work very well together. He offers a lot of insight and industry knowledge of 40 plus years without having to age him too much of how long he's been doing this. But the combination of that with my next generation of marketing skills has really been an interesting combination. And also a lot of his staff have been with him 20 plus years. So really it is just like a family at our office.
Right. And I imagine your clients are all part of that family as
well. They really are. You hit the nail on the head when you mentioned treating insurance as risk management. It really isn't just a commodity to just sell and price out. Of course, price is important, but what's more important is the coverage that you get. You're looking to protect your assets and your family. Those are the things that are most important to everybody. So it really, we get to see what's most important to these individuals and to our clients. So they do, we hear a lot of stories. They kind of do become family to us.
Well, I know, because growing up, our family's best friend was our insurance agent. It's where I learned to swim at their house. They had a pool, and we'd go, Fred and Nancy. So I'll give a shout out to Nancy. Fred has passed away, but very close with them. And it was always a comfort during those years when things would happen, car accidents, that we would just call Fred. That's how we were raised, you know.
Exactly. Knowing your agent well and kind of having that local agent is someone to call. You know, there's always people there in office you can actually walk into. And we have clients that do come in. And when there's major disasters that strike, such as Superstorm Sandy, I mean, the amount of clients that were so thankful for the time that we took to make sure their claims were handled properly and answered and everything like that. It does help to have the added touch as opposed to just calling an 800 number.
So that was one of the questions I had. What is the advantage of working with an independent insurance agent? So we talked about kind of that personal touch. What other advantages would there be to coming to a firm like yours?
Sure. So you get the personal touch, of course. And with that, I think we also look at it that it's important that our clients know what they're buying. We look at it as a chance to not only get to know about them and know about what their risks and concerns are, but also educate them on what their insurance options are. We always give a few different options on quotes, whether it's from different companies or different limits of liability and different premium options, so that they know this is what this price gets you, this is what coverages you have and don't have. And with an independent agent, you actually get your choice of 20, 30 plus different carriers, depending on the independent agent of who you're working with. So it kind of takes that need to shop around, so to speak, out of the equation too. You can just call one person. You've got choice, a lot of choices within our office. You don't just get one, you know, one carrier. So there's quite a few advantages.
And you can vet that out probably much faster than an individual would be able to do as well. You can just kind of know right away, this one isn't going to work for that person. This one might. Here's another option.
Exactly. And we know our carriers well. You kind of know immediately. Sometimes some people are going to be better fits, but a lot of times it kind of goes into one screen for us, and we see what the best options are pretty darn fast as to, you know, what we should do.
Okay. We're always talking when we're doing financial planning for folks, we're reviewing kind of their coverage more, not actually their policy probably, but we want to make sure they have proper coverage. What should people review with their agent and how often as far as their insurance policies go?
It's very important to know what coverages people have and what your limits are. And also what's excluded, and if there are possible coverage endorsements for those exclusions, if it is a concern of yours. If a person currently does not know that, it's very important. I'd probably make the call tomorrow to meet with your agent immediately. There are a lot of people that kind of just know they have insurance. They pay it every year. They know they're covered, but they don't fully understand, you know, because when you get those insurance agreements in the mail, they're a pretty thick, you know,
packet
basically. Yeah. It's basically like a small book. So many people don't go through and read every single thing in there. And we understand that, but you want to know the gist of what you have and what you don't have. And if there's something that does concern you, is there another option? And what is the cost of that? Because sometimes it doesn't really cost that much more for an added endorsement that would relieve, you know, an area of concern.
Like jewelry.
Jewelry, exactly. Jewelry be one thing. Any other high value items. If people would like flood insurance because of, you know, different storms and everything like that. If they have a finished basement, do they have water backup or a sump pump? coverage, you know, things like that, that kind of matter.
So some of that can be called an endorsement. We can talk about that when we come back from the break.
Correct.
So I want to talk a little bit about what an endorsement means. Folks, if you have questions, the phone number is 610-758-8810. That's 610-758-8810. We'll be back in a minute.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including fee-based asset management. It all starts with personal goals and an understanding of risk tolerance, investment objectives, and the markets. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
Our spring membership drive runs April 4th through the 12th. We are only a third of the way from reaching our goal of raising $15,000 by April 3rd. Help us raise the remaining $5,000 by this Thursday, and your contribution will give us a pledge-free weekend. Supporting WDIY is quick, easy, and safe. Visit WDIY.org, make your donation today, and enjoy more of the programs you love. Thanks.
And welcome back. This is your host, Lori Siebert, CPA, CFP. And I have in the studio with me this evening, Eileen Budd, Vice President of Budd Agency, a second generation, she's second generation, independent insurance company out of Phillipsburg, New Jersey and Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. And we're talking about property and casualty insurance. Remember, the show is Your Financial Choices, and risk management is one of the best ways to protect those assets that we work so hard to collect, accrue, earn, etc. We build up our house, we have our cars, we have our children, we need some insurance to protect them and cover them. So we've been talking about the importance of insurance coverage and the benefits of working with an independent insurance agent and how the Budd Agency actually can shop around policies for you and develop a personal relationship with folks, which makes a difference in knowing what coverage you might need and what works best for you and kind of giving you options on coverage and then the cost related to that, of course. So we were just talking a little bit about how folks should review their insurance policies with their agent and how often they should do that. And I would suspect it often is as well when you have changes in your life and things like that. But you had mentioned endorsement. For example, so someone can go along and have insurance, and then I threw out like jewelry. We talked before in notes that someone gets married, and I thought, why would it matter if someone gets married with their insurance? And then I realized it's probably jewelry. You might have a nice big engagement ring that, or a wedding ring, and things like that. So, an endorsement. Can you tell me what an endorsement is exactly?
So
how people know what is a separate insurance policy versus what's an endorsement?
There's a couple, just a couple different examples to give you for jewelry as one. There are two schools of thought as to whether either to include it as an endorsement to your homeowner's policy. Now, when I say endorsement, basically it's additional coverage to that policy. Sometimes it's recommended too for a high value item such as jewelry to have a separate policy as well. Both are options. The reason the second is sometimes recommended then for that example is someone is more likely to lose a piece of jewelry, let's say, than a fire happening in their house. The jewelry loss does happen more often. So as opposed to that kind of going against you as a claim, because usually as soon as there's a claim, then your rates go up. Some people keep it separate. So both are options. Again, why it's important to talk to your agent, though. But there are, when I do use the word endorsements, in addition to your existing policy, the example I used about the sump pump, like that would be an endorsement, and you can buy limits like $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, depending on what you need. You can buy those limits essentially. So it kind of depends on what coverage you're talking about. And then sometimes there might be a better option.
Okay, so your example of the basement flooding, if someone had a finished basement, they would want a higher limit. If someone had nothing in the basement yet,
right,
they might want a lower limit, but they might have some things stored in the basement, that kind of thing.
Exactly.
Okay, so continuing on, can you explain the impact of deductibles on premiums and how people can reduce coverage on older vehicles? That was something that I wanted to ask, because quite often when we're doing financial planning and we look at people's auto coverage, and they'll have a car for from like 1999 with, you know, 250,000 miles on it, and they might still have, you know, the collision or the comprehensive. Right. And I never, you know, it's like, oh gosh, which is collision, which is comprehensive. So what can you explain to us about deductibles on the premiums and what impact they might have?
Sure. Well, first, just looking at deductibles, kind of across the board general statement to make, usually the higher the deductible, the lower the premium would be. Sometimes it may not make as much of an impact as someone may think. So I always say, if that's something you're kind of tossing around, maybe ask to price out both of them. For example, for your car, if you're looking at the difference between $500 and $1,000, or for your home, maybe the difference between $1,000 and $1,500, and just know what those options are and kind of make your decision from there. With regards to older vehicles, it's important to know first what their book value is. Basically, collision is supposed to help either repair or compensate you if there's a total loss for that car. It becomes a personal decision. What we do is we usually ask our clients, if a total loss occurred with your older vehicle, would you be able to go out and buy another one, whether you finance it or however, but are you able to go out and buy another one without that money? And oftentimes it's not enough where it makes a difference, so people decide to drop the collision, and it does save them some money. Okay. In return, when you're driving around that old car for a while and you're out shopping for a new one and you buy a brand new car, keep in mind it will make a difference, you know, to your auto insurance to some degree, you know, when you go and add that car on your policy and you make a little change there. You know, some people forget that part. They get very excited about driving the new car. They're like, I didn't think that was going to change it a couple hundred dollars. So it's like, well, it's a nice new car. Well, it does.
Can I ask you something then? If I have an older car, because you said, would you have the money to replace it? So let's say my older car is worth about $2,000. And can I have insurance that would still cover that if the car was totaled? I guess I didn't realize that, because I was kind of thinking that insurance would say, well, gee, that car really wasn't worth anything. You know, I might have thought it was worth $2,000, but you can find insurance that would
cover
it.
That's why I say know the book value, because that's essentially what you're going to get, they determine the book value to be.
Okay.
And every car on the road has a value. You may think it's more than what the book value is. A lot of times we like to think what we have is worth more than maybe what someone else is willing to give us for it. But that's why I always say it's important to know that price first, not just go off of what you think, but know, you know.
And since we were talking about older vehicles, what if someone has like an antique vehicle? Is that a completely different kind of coverage?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Folks, I do want to mention, because I think I forgot to mention the phone number. The phone number is 610-758-8810. That's 610-758-8810. And we're talking about some of the different nuances with insurance and some things to pay attention to. In particular, make sure you review your insurance policies with your insurance agents and don't make assumptions about what you think is covered. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that as we go through the show. Eileen, do you find that people miss certain things on their policies, on their insurance policies? We mentioned that big fat packet or book that kind of comes in the mail. But is there, you know, and a lot of people aren't going to look at that, but is there something in general that people miss that you find that you need to point out to them, or that they need to think about coverage? What are some tips we can give our listeners?
Sure. Well, when you look at the first couple pages of that big packet is what we call the declaration pages. That's what gives you your basic limits of liability, let's say, and your basically property limits and for damages and stuff like that. That's always important to know. Also, it tells you your deductible and your premium, what you're paying. So a lot of people pay attention to that as well. But some things that people miss is basically just some basic understandings of options that can be found on those pages. When you're looking at your auto, for example, I've seen a lot of policies come in where people have low property damage limits. And what that would be covering is if you were in an accident, the cost of your car and also the cars of the others, if you were at fault, the average cost of a new vehicle is about $28,000. And we know that's not very, very hard to hit. And we've seen limits even lower than that. And something that is to consider is if you're in an accident with a high-end vehicle, something that's $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, or even a tractor trailer, which I would imagine is significantly higher than that. If you don't have the proper limits or enough to cover that, then it goes to you for the rest of it.
So it's not just your coverage we're worrying about. It's also the other person's vehicle that we may have.
Not their coverage. I'm talking about if you were at fault.
Right, right. If you're at fault, I mean my car and their car.
So yes, let's say you know, we're in an accident and it's your fault, you totaled. Oftentimes it's not just two cars. Usually, you know, a lot of us are driving around on highways. It's usually don't just see two cars on the side of the road. Usually mm-hmm. you see three, four. Mm-hmm. So think about whoever's at fault, they're responsible for you know, the damage to all of those cars.
Yeah, and actually in this area that you mentioned, a tractor trailer, I had never, ever thought about this. This is why we have these shows. I had never thought about this. We have so many tractor trailers in this area, and I'm right off of the turnpike, Route 100, the turnpike. I love where I live because I can jump on any major throughway in a second, but there are so many semis around here, tractor trailers,
yes.
that you have to pay attention to that, too. I want to keep talking about this. Folks, if you have questions, the phone number is 610-758-8810. You can call in live or off air. You can give your question to Judy Ann, and she'll bring it into the studio. We'll be back in just a minute.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including income tax preparation for individuals, businesses, estates, and trusts. Tax preparation involves more than putting numbers on a return. It requires planning. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
American folk and traditional music is a crazy quilt of colors and textures. In the tradition traces its many patterns and designs. Music handed down from generation to generation. In the tradition, Wednesday evening at 7 on WDIY FM Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.
Welcome back. This is your host, Lori Siebert. I have in the studio with me this evening Eileen Budd. She's vice president of the Budd Agency Insurance, independent insurance and real estate firm in Phillipsburg, New Jersey, and Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. We're talking about property and casualty insurance this evening. If you have a question, you're welcome to call in either live or off air. The phone number is 610-758-8810. That's 610-758-8810. You can also send questions, in particular, if you have tax questions, you can send them through the website yourfinancialchoices.com. So Eileen and I have been talking about property and casualty insurance, you know, reviewing your policy with your insurance agent, making sure you understand what your limits are, your property coverage, deductibles. And we were just giving an example about making sure you understand your limits on, for example, property damage if you look at your auto policy. So pulling out those declaration pages. So now we have people who are listening. They're pulling out their declaration pages. They see the property. What is the line that they're looking for? Is it called personal liability? What is that line called that they would look for to see how much coverage they would have if they were in an accident? Is it?
Everybody, it should be stated right next to it, whether it's your
personal liability,
it's property, whether it's medical expenses. It's usually kind of like an outline almost.
Okay.
In one column it's listed, and in the other column it has the value,
the coverage.
Yes.
Okay, so
that page is broken down pretty easily, you know.
Okay.
It's kind of like a summary of what you have, so it's pretty clear.
Okay. And I think it was great to point out that the coverage is not only for your vehicle, but if you're at fault, it could be the coverage for the other parties in the accident. And in our area, it could be multiple. Anyone who drives 22 every morning knows.
Yes.
What that's like, which I do. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about, so we talked about auto, what about homeowners? What do we need to watch out for that?
Sure. So an example to give back to the conversation we had earlier about endorsements. Another endorsement would be replacement cost. Now, your typical homeowner's policy doesn't automatically have that. Replacement cost, so when you do, you will probably see that on your declaration pages. Oftentimes, it's a value higher than what market value is. And a lot of times people tell me, no, this is not what my home is worth. I can't sell it for that much. And what I tell them is replacement cost is basically if you had a fire, what would it cost in today's economy with today's material costs with like and kind quality to rebuild your home. That's essentially how it's determined. Now, many policies we've seen come across don't have that. And what that means is if you have a loss, you get actual cash value. And the difference of that is today's value minus depreciation costs. So you are ending up with significantly less of coverage and less money if you're suffering a major loss or a total loss especially. So that's the thing that's important to make sure that you have.
I want to repeat that because I'm not sure people would necessarily, when you talk about people kind of coming in, buying insurance, some people are going online buying insurance. They're not talking to an independent agent. Might they not understand that replacement cost? That's very
yes.
important. We look at that. We try to look at that for folks when we're looking at the financial planning. We look for the replacement cost. I didn't realize it was an endorsement, though. I kind of thought
right.
it was a given.
Standard. You
so
think
I'm
that
thinking, I do this stuff. Yeah, I don't do insurance, but I do financial planning.
Right.
And you kind of look for the replacement cost. I was thinking more almost that people opt out of that, not that it was an endorsement. So how often are people, marketed homeowners policies, maybe what we see on television, that might not include that when they're talking about these great rates they're getting? And do people pay attention then? Because if I'm assuming that replacement value is part of insurance, why wouldn't it be? And it's not. How many
right.
people are getting taken in by that, maybe?
Right, and there's so many options where people can buy online or over the phone and kind of calling in or even name your price and do this and do that. It's more scary to me than anything because I wonder, well, okay, what are you really getting with that? As opposed to speaking with an agent, speaking with somebody that sells insurance, yes, so price matters, but also really make sure you have the coverages that you do need, you know, and it kind of explains it to them too. I mean, people have different options with levels of limits, but, you know, when you're going online, we've seen it, a lot of times it's minimum. You know, there's so many different companies out there. So to say across the board and some people might go in educated, but why? We all have full-time jobs. So why make that an additional job of yours? You know, when you can just go to somebody who like ourselves, that's our job, you know, to mm-hmm. explain the insurance to you.
Right.
You don't need to be a master at it. If you call somebody, you know, that can help you out.
Right. The other thing about working with a local agent, I would imagine too, in this area, we've talked about, sometimes our area is affected by some of these tropical storms that come through. Sometimes we're not. And if we're calling into a number or going online and doing it, they may not know the sensitivities of that as well. I mean, I was telling the story at one of the breaks that my husband was in China one year when I think it was Tropical Storm Lee, I think, came through. And I was trying to empty the water out of our window wells, and I couldn't do it fast enough. And finally, my neighbor saw me in this. I felt like I was in a hurricane, and you know, I'm trying to do this water. I thought I'm such a fool emptying this
like
water.
Like a perfect storm or
yeah.
something.
Yeah,
literally.
It was terrible. And then he came over and dropped his, he had some little pumps. I don't know if those are called, what are those little pumps called, Jeff? Anyway, put some pumps in my window well for me, but what a little nightmare. But you know, so then all of a sudden now you think, gosh, maybe would I have insurance coverage if I, you know, had water damage in my basement? So that's something that, you know, a local agent would know, kind of the terrain in the area where we are. I want to talk a little bit about the differences of some of what people might see in the advertisements, Eileen, but I know we're going to come up on a break, but we still have a couple minutes. Can you just start us talking about that a little bit? So, you
sure.
know,
what I'm going to do is pretty much give you an example. I mean, we
okay.
mentioned, you know, a lot of times people are enticed about saving 10%, 15% or more, whatever it may be. We've all heard enough of the advertisements. And I'm going to use myself pretty much as an example right here, where taking my current coverage and how I could save myself 18% in car insurance right this moment if I wanted to, but lose close to $1 million in coverage. So to give you an example, my I'm married and my husband and I have two cars. We're paying roughly $1,100 in premium for auto insurance. I sell it, but I don't get a discount. We have to pay it too. I always tell people, you know, I said when they complain about their bills, I say I get them too, and I do have to pay them as well. Now our limits are $250,000 per person and $500,000 per accident for both bodily injury and $250,000 for property damage. Now we have the same limits for uninsured and underinsured motorists with stacking, and we also have full tort coverage in case we are injured in an accident. Now by saving myself 18%, we're talking $213. What I would do is lower my limits to $100,000 per person and $300,000 per accident for bodily injury and $100,000 property damage, and take off the stacking option for uninsured and underinsured motorists, and also go to limited tort. Now, with all this, again, I'm giving up all this protection. And this is what happens when people, you know, call in on these numbers to just save $213. Now, to give a couple real-life examples of what could happen, if I cause an accident, I gave up $150,000 per person and $300,000 per accident in liability coverage and $150,000 in property damage. So that's about $600,000 right there just for a $200 savings. And another possibility, very, very possible with uninsured drivers on the road and underinsured drivers. If one of them would hit my husband and I and cause a severe damage to both of us, it would be a close to $1 million loss. Now, with our reduced limits, our big savings of $213, we would only collect $100,000 each, totaling $200,000, as opposed to if I left my limits where they are, we would get $1 million. So I know I went through a bunch of numbers there, but my point is, and the limits that I have are the same limits I pretty much recommend to all clients, friends and family. You know, I say this is what you're protecting, the things that matter most. You know, your family and your assets. And in the end, if you're looking to save $200, I think we can all come up with a number of other ways, whether it's making coffee at home and taking it to work or maybe cutting something out of your cable bill to save that $200 as opposed to potentially giving up hundreds of thousands or millions in coverage.
That's great. And I'm going to go over those limits when we get back from our break. The phone number is 610-758-8810.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including estate planning and tax preparation, especially for Pennsylvania and New Jersey residents subject to state inheritance tax reporting. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
Our spring membership drive runs April 4th through the 12th. We are only a third of the way from reaching our goal of raising $15,000 by April 3rd. Help us raise the remaining $5,000 by this Thursday, and your contribution will give us a pledge-free weekend. Supporting WDIY is quick, easy, and safe. Visit WDIY.org, make your donation today, and enjoy more of the programs you love. Thanks.
We are back. This is your host, Lori Siebert. I have on the show with me this evening Eileen Budd with the Budd Agency. We're talking about property and casualty insurance. So if you have questions, you're welcome to give us a call live on air or off air, whatever's more convenient for you. The phone number is 610-758-8810, 610-758-8810. We just went over some kind of tips and tools for considering insurance coverage. In particular, the example was for auto insurance, trying to be smart about the decisions that you're making and pay attention to what options you have. If you're lured in by discounts and savings on insurance costs, you have to understand that sometimes that comes with a price, and that price being possibly not the kind of coverage you expect if you are in an accident. And, you know, I know that I have seen people on the other end of things sometimes saying, well, I thought my insurance was going to cover that. And they didn't really take the time to understand what their policy was saying at the beginning, or they were more concerned in the moment about the savings they would get. And when you talk about, you know, changing limits from $300,000 to $100,000, in your mind, you might think, oh gosh, $100,000 still is a lot of coverage. But you don't realize or can't anticipate the kind of accidents that may occur, the kind of damage that may occur, the effect on your life, or, you know, or the damage that you may cause someone else that now they're coming after you for. So Eileen's point was, you save $213, but you may go from $1 million of coverage to maybe $200,000 of coverage in the example that we were just giving. And that's why we have risk management. We pay a small amount for the potential of good protection for the unknowns. And the unknowns, you know, again, I grew up thinking the unknown could happen at every moment of my life. It does not make me paranoid, though. It just makes me aware. Let's talk about, for example, something that can happen that a lot of people don't expect or anticipate. And I actually had it happen to a poor soul that I was working with, which was a sinkhole. I mean, it happens, in particular in the Lehigh Valley. So can we talk for a moment about, again, some of the insurance coverage that someone in this area may need that they hadn't thought about or hadn't anticipated, or they think their insurance is going to cover it without knowing?
Right, right. So here's an example of sometimes now digging through that insurance agreement, the document, a bit further. This is where you would come up with some things that are included. And sinkholes are typically included and not part of a standard homeowner policy. However, again, it could be an added endorsement, and you can get coverage for it. Not all insurance carriers do offer it. I know maybe half of ours do and half of ours don't. So if that is an area of concern, you know, you want to make sure you tell your agent that if you do want that quote or that coverage included. And it usually just includes damage to the structure of the structure on the property. Usually it does not include damage to the driveway or the lawn. But I think in this area, you know, it could be one of those things, a statistic to weigh, what are the chances? I don't know what the chances are, but I know in my policy it made a difference of about, again, $200 to go up, or $250 for my house in particular. And my replacement cost is high because I have a very old home. If something happened and my house was structurally damaged, I mean, for hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars just to pay that $200 a year, for me, it's peace of mind. And again, it's worth it. So I think it's a smart choice, you know, for people to make if they're in a position of adding that on to their policy.
So you have it. Have it. I don't know if Jeff has it. Yeah. So, folks, this is another little tip from your financial choices. You can pull out those declaration policies and see what your coverage is. And a sinkhole, I don't remember, because I know we have it, but I don't recall if it's a separate policy or if it's an endorsement. Did you say it was
an endorsement? Yes. And if it's added on, you usually see something like at the bottom. The cost of it is usually a percentage of what your replacement cost is. So, again, depending on the year of your home and, you know, what your, how high the value is for your replacement cost kind of determines how much you'll be paying.
Okay. So you want to make sure you have, folks, your replacement value endorsement, and you might want to consider whether or not you need sinkhole coverage. What about umbrella insurance? Because we also, quite often we're doing financial planning. Usually, you know, people come to us with asking for financial plans when they've accumulated a certain amount of wealth. And then they understand the risk involved, and especially if people in the neighborhood know they have wealth, you know, you could be a target for, you know, mishaps that someone might try to sue you for, because it is a kind of a sue-happy society now. So umbrella insurance, if you could explain what umbrella insurance is, if you don't mind, and then talk to us about how that fits with our other policies and the kind of coverage you might recommend someone look for.
Sure. So your umbrella policy basically would give you additional liability coverage above your existing policies. So above your auto and homeowners, for example. And with liability, that's basically protection for when people sue you is a good way to look at it, or for when people potentially sue you. Now, for who needs umbrella insurance and when, it's actually, you know, sometimes some people think it's for the really wealthy, and a lot of us may not realize, you know, we're wealthier than we think we are.
Yeah, I do try to tell people that.
I mean,
too.
I think a lot of people out there really are, so we can all be happy about that tonight. Doesn't mean you go out and spend all your money, but we probably all have a lot more than we really think. If you add up your home, your savings, your 401k, any investments you may have, all of those things are basically totaling to what our assets are. And if that total is higher than what your limits of liability are on your current policies, you need an umbrella. Because basically those are all things that people can sue if something happens and you're at, you know, viewed at fault, and potentially you could lose. So it's everything we've all worked so hard for. Some examples would be, you know, if you caused a car accident and you hurt some people, and maybe they find out, you know, where you live or what your job is, or like you said, sometimes the lawsuits get bigger and bigger when people get hurt and there's pain and suffering and things like that involved. So, and you're also, regardless of what else they could sue you for, you are legally responsible for the medical costs. So bottom line, it doesn't take, we've all seen our bills come in, and if you've ever been to the hospital for anything, even if it was just one ER visit, you see how high those bills are. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be held liable for those right. bills for somebody else that actually has an injury or needs a surgery or something like that. So yeah, I'd say add up all your assets. If that number is higher than what your protection is for your limits of liability, you need an umbrella.
Are they layered, Eileen? So like if I have $500,000 of, I guess it would be called liability coverage on my homeowners and something happens on my property and someone wants to sue me for $2 million and I have a $2 million umbrella policy, does, if I were to be sued, would the insurance, and I don't know if you even know how this works, but would they go after, would it be my homeowners first and then my umbrella? Like if my umbrella was only a million, so my homeowners is 500,000, my umbrella is a million, they're suing me for 2 million. Would
right.
it stack
so
on top?
It kind of stacks like that. Mm-hmm. And if they really still wanted to go for the additional 500,000, let's say, that's when they would come after your personal assets. So okay. yeah, umbrellas typically go in values of, you know, 1 million, 2 million, 3 million and higher, depending, they can keep going up and up depending on how much you have to protect and how much, you know, you can look at the, again, look at the price difference from these things. But yes, it's supposed to go above and beyond what your current coverage is.
Okay. And umbrella policies are also fairly affordable.
Exactly.
As well.
Yes. They're also, I keep saying a few hundred, and I know a few hundred here, a few hundred there, you know, next thing it adds up. But again, we're looking to protect your home, your savings, your 401k, your investments, and most importantly, your family. So that's worth, I think, more than a few hundred here and a few hundred there. So,
and that could, the reason we call it an umbrella is it because it could cover us whether it happened to be something with auto or homeowners.
Correct. You look at it like the big umbrella covering everything, that all the policies you currently have, all the liability that you protection you currently have. So whether it's a car, I gave an example of a car accident before, but on your home, if somebody slips and falls, even sometimes sidewalks are homeowners' responsibilities. And I've seen that where people all of a sudden just get the letter in the mail, so to speak, you know, the summons that somebody fell and nobody even knew it, you know, it wasn't even a guest they invited. So things do happen. And that's why it's nice to have, you know, the additional coverage there.
Well, because sometimes too, it's not even that person, maybe it was even a friend or a neighbor, that they're told sometimes to sue.
Right.
It's not that they necessarily want to even come after you. It's that they're being advised to sue by their attorney or family or friends or something. So you can't walk around thinking you're protected because you're friends with people or because
exactly.
you don't have
or it. Sometimes, you know, once something happens and at the end of the day, when the costs start coming in, that person may be your friend, but they might not have the hundreds of thousands they need for their medical bills, let's say. I mean, then what happens, you mm-hmm. know? So yeah, it's a sticky situation. It's a tough situation. So better just to be safe than sorry.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Folks, if you have questions this evening, the phone number is 610-758-8810. That's 610-758-8810. We're talking about insurance, property, and casualty. If you have any questions, you're welcome to give us a call. You can ask your questions live on air or off air, whatever is more comfortable for you. So we have been talking with Eileen Budd from Budd Agency about property and casualty insurance, and all of this in the realm of that you are a locally owned insurance agency, and I love supporting local businesses because
I do too.
You know, my family used to be one. It was kind of sad back. We used to live in Allentown, and we would patronize certain restaurants, and then they'd go out of business, and we felt so bad because we were like the only ones. We kept going, and it's like I shouldn't have gone there. But local businesses should be patronized. They're the heart and blood of our being, at least for me. So let's talk a little bit how people rely on their insurance agent. I started the show talking about how when I was growing up, they became our best friends, and we would call and say, we took a lot of comfort in saying, call Fred. So what do you do for clients who are coming in? How much can we rely on you versus us having to tell you what we need? Because what if we don't know? What if we don't know that we need sinkhole coverage? What if we don't know, you know, that our insurance might not cover a flood in our basement? So what is your job as far as helping us know those things?
I can speak at least to some of the policies and procedures, at least we handle in our own office, you know, with people coming in. we definitely go off a lot of what they say. We ask them a lot of questions, even for the business is one thing, but even for the personal lines, there's a lot of questions about the home. People sometimes wonder why we're asking so many questions, but it's basically to get to the bottom of what do you have and what do we need to protect. And with that, we ask also if there's certain areas of coverage right away that they're interested in, at least. And then that usually sparks a conversation like, oh, that's not covered or things like that. But I think, yeah, we, and then when there's certain things when people opt out of, for example, I mentioned briefly full tort versus limited tort for auto insurance. There's different options like that. We always have people sign things. And a lot of times the insurance carrier does too, just to make sure people understand this is what I'm selecting, but there is an option. So there's kind of a combination of the two of those things. But I think we ask a lot of questions, of you know, who lives in the house, you know, who has their insurance too, to make sure people aren't going to, do they have dogs, pools, trampolines? We keep asking all the questions.
Let me go over some of those when we come back from our break. I want to get into some life events that may require you to go back and look at your insurance again with your agent. So we'll pique you on some of those. Back in just a minute. The phone number is 610-758-8810.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services including portfolio management, tax return preparation, and financial planning for the accumulation years, retirement years, and estate distribution. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
And you are listening to WDIY Allentown, 88.1 FM and WDIY.org, serving the Lehigh Valley. The time now is 6:46 p.m. Now back to your financial choices with our host, Lori Siebert.
Thank you, Jeff. Welcome back, folks. There's still plenty of time for questions. The phone number is 610-758-8810. That's 610-758-8810. We're talking with Eileen Budd from the Budd Insurance Agency out of Phillipsburg, New Jersey and Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and talking about property and casualty insurance. But we were just going over having, you know, communication with your insurance agent. When should we be talking? What should we be talking about? What is the assumption about what the agent should know to tell us versus what do we know to tell them? So I want to, Eileen, if we have a few minutes, to talk about some of the events that can happen in our lives where we should think we better call our insurance agent. For example, you mentioned a dog, and I got a dog now, but I never would have thought to call my insurance agent. Now, I have a little tiny cute little dog. It's a Havanese. It's very small. But what kind of events might occur that would garner a phone call to our agent?
So a dog would be one. And there is a list of dogs that have been deemed dangerous breeds, where some carriers simply will not cover homeowners, you know, if somebody has those particular breeds. And there's ones that will. You do have to pay a bit more sometimes if you do have one of those dogs. So sometimes people choose not to inform the insurance carrier because they don't want to spend the extra money because now they have their dog. And I have a dog too, so I'm a dog lover, and I appreciate that. But, you know, bottom line, you want to make sure you're being honest, because if that company isn't going to cover you because you do, let's say a German Shepherd's typically one of them that's on there, even a Doberman. If you have one of those dogs, it bites somebody, lawsuit, you're not covered at all, especially if that company is not interested in insuring somebody with that type of dog. Some people think they're going to outsmart somebody. Like they might call our office. I tell them that, okay, I'll call you back later. You know, now you know they're calling somebody else. Now all of a sudden they don't tell you about that dog. They don't tell the next person. Well, honesty is always the best policy, and quite frankly, it's also the law. I mean, by lying like that, it is insurance fraud, which is taken very seriously. And a lot of these companies do send out inspectors. That person might not go through your house, but they drive by. They'll see if there's a beware of dog sign. They'll see if there's a pool in the backyard that nobody mentioned a swimming pool. They'll see if there's a trampoline that does not have a net up. You know, different things like that are, you know, are concerns. And it's always best to be honest and upfront. Keep in mind, we're looking to protect ourselves here. So if you're not being honest about it, you may not be having any protection that you think you're paying for.
It also might not cause your premiums to go up either, because
not,
we
right.
put in a pool, and I said right away, we have to call the, in fact, I think before we got the pool, I said, we have to call the insurance agent to ask what impact this will have on our insurance policy. And everything's fenced in, and
right,
I don't know if
right.
that's why it made a difference, but they said, no, you should be good.
Right.
So, or maybe we already had adequate coverage in
you
other
might have
ways.
Already, exactly. So. You might have already had adequate coverage. Another thing would be, maybe you didn't have a finished basement before. Now you spent $50,000. You put this beautiful basement in there. You want to make sure you've got the right coverage for that if something happens. Again, going back to like if your sump pump failed, next mm-hmm. you know, that beautiful basement's ruined. Do you have the coverage? You know, did you buy that? Do you have enough to cover what you just put into it? If you just got married and maybe, you know, moved in together, and now, you know, we talked about the ring, if you want to put it on your homeowner policy or just get an additional policy. Another thing would be, you know, young drivers are more expensive. If somebody was away from home for a while, but they moved back into your home, you just want to let them know that, because they always ask, is there anybody else in your house, they always ask, do they have insurance? They don't necessarily have to be on yours, depends on the age and who you're with. But, you know, at least show that person, that 25-year-old, you know, does have his or her own insurance.
What about, I would think this would be commonplace. I mean, we have three cars, my husband, my car, and then what we call the kids' car. And two of my children are off. You know, one's out of the house, one's in college, comes back occasionally. So we have coverage for that car. What about like occasional drivers, that type of thing? Is that typically part of an insurance policy?
If you're borrowing a car, that's different. Yes. And as long as they have car insurance, that's what's important. You don't want your friend driving your car around that is not insured. That's a whole different animal. But if that person has car, your kids do have insurance,
right.
then yeah, it's different as opposed to, you know, and it gets like that too, even with company cars, if somebody borrows one, you know, mm-hmm. it depends. I mean, yeah, to get into it right now with however many minutes we have left, I'm not going to get too crazy into who's responsible for what. But yeah, basically, as long as each person has their own auto insurance, you're
fine. So as long as
fine.
You tell your insurance agent that you have these drivers in your home, your drivers, your kids, yourself would be covered. And we would be covered if we drove somebody else's car?
If you say, if you want to include them on your policy, or
right.
if you say they have their own,
they're included on our policy.
Then they're included in your policy, then yes.
They're
yes.
covered.
And sometimes some people already have the kids on their own, paying for their own. Some people might just require a copy of that just as proof. Others mm-hmm. will just take your word for it, so to speak. And again, if you're lying, it's insurance fraud. So it depends mm-hmm. on, yeah.
Okay.
The carrier.
Do you recommend that you get separate policies for children, like drivers, children drivers? If my son turns 16?
I guess I'm talking more 20-year. There's so many
okay.
nowadays, as we all know, there's more people in their 20s, mid to late 20s, even, you know, still living at home.
Uh-huh.
As opposed to, yeah, I'm not talking 16, 17, 18-year-olds.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Talking more the college kids.
All right. Now, we have still time. So I thought it would be fun, if you don't mind, if we get into this. I don't know if I had said this
no,
at the beginning about you being involved in a wine education and event planning business, so that specializes in customized corporate and private wine tastings and events. So I just thought it would be fun. I'm in tax season. My brain's almost fried.
Right.
So when I read in your bio that you were involved in this wine, I thought, oh, that sounds really nice. So let's take a few minutes to talk about that, because we have plenty of time at the end of the
Most
show.
Most people
here.
Say, oh, that's nice. When they ask what I do, when I mention insurance, I kind of get a look. And then when I mention the wine business, then it's usually, oh, tell me about that. So yeah, usually people want to talk about that a bit more than insurance. And I understand that. As we know, insurance is important, but wine can be a lot more fun to talk about and a lot more exciting in a way. So I started Wino, as you mentioned it.
Oh, Wino. That's how you say
yeah,
it. Because it's Wino. It's spelled wine.
And it's spelled K-N-O-W.
Right.
Basically a play on the word wino, and that I
too cute.
Know a good bit about the wine. So offer to make education, wine education fun, informative, but not be so stuffy and intimidating and kind of like that, you know, stereotypical wine snob you would envision. So I try to make it a lot more fun. And it really started with, I lived abroad now 10 plus years ago, and that's really, and had a chance to travel a lot of different countries, and I started getting an appreciation for wine, and then worked in hospitality a fine dining restaurant and a winery, and it was always a passion of mine. So finally I found a way to kind of incorporate it into a passion that pays a little bit as well. So I always joke that you read enough insurance agreements, you need a glass of wine at the end of the night. So and as you know, probably with tax and tax law, eventually, you know, it gets a little tedious. So yeah, that's my fun, basically. But I take that seriously as well. But it is
so
enjoyable.
You do corporate events. Do you have a website for that?
Yes, it's winoevents.com. So it's winekanow events.com.
Winoevents.com. Okay, that's fun. So yeah, that's something fun that you do on the side.
Yes.
As with your insurance. Okay, with the last few minutes that we have left, let's kind of give a synopsis of the most important things you would suggest folks pay attention to when they're looking at their insurance needs. Number one, getting insured, I suppose. Let's give them a little list, a checklist, if you don't mind, to kind of pay attention to things.
Sure. So, I mean, first, I would say, yeah, of course, make sure you have insurance. Second, I would make sure you're speaking with an agent, with an independent agent. There are a number, of course, I'd love if you called me, but I mean, in reality, there's a number of us throughout the valley, and I think you're going to get such better service going that route than calling anybody online or going online or calling any 800 number. I know there's a lot of different programs out there through associations or unions and things like that. And even still, sometimes with that, it's not always even the best rate. You might get someone that knows a little bit more, but when you go to an independent agent, you really get back to the option of choice. You have a number of carriers, so you're really going to get the best option for your needs at the best price. And that's what we all want. I'd tell everyone to at least review their declaration pages for their auto and homeowners insurance, and seriously consider umbrella. Like I said, we're all wealthier than we think, believe it or not. So get excited about that, and take a look at your assets and what you have to protect. And again, you could start out with $1 million coverage, and it's not that much more. But I'd say seriously consider umbrella if you don't have it. And then, you know, it wouldn't hurt to make a list within your household, if it's you or you and your spouse, of saying, hey, what do we have here that might be, if we really lost it, or area of concern, like what kind of, whether it's sinkhole or flooding or different things like that. And just maybe make a little list of things to kind of ask your agent. If you don't want to dive through your whole agreement there, say, do I have coverage for this? And if so, how much do I have, you know, and kind of have that, a list of questions you can have with your agent and have that open discussion.
You know, I just had a thought, because I know that we have endorsements for jewelry, and I don't have much jewelry. It's what's on my finger, and an instrument. My husband has an oboe, and he had that it covered. And what about artwork?
You can be looking at whether you're doing endorsements or separate policy. And when you put it on a separate policy, that's what's called inland marine. And that could cover whether it's firearms, antiques, artwork, silver, you know, whether it's coins or silverware, you know, there's a number of different high value items you could have that you find the need and the desire to insure. So any of that stuff.
So that's for that separate policy that
yes,
we kind of
at that point, then we
earlier.
Would put it on.
Okay.
Because some of those items I just listed, there's very, very limited coverages and protections in your typical homeowners. You might have, you know, 1,000 for one of them, or 1,500 or 2,500. So you have something. But for those people that have higher value items they're interested in protecting, or serious collections, mm-hmm. that's when.
Or over time, if all of a sudden you start to, because I mean, I've realized, you know, we started with the ring, and then, you know, the oboe first, then the ring, and then now some artwork. So
that
could garner some extra insurance coverage. Eileen, how do people reach you?
You can reach us. First, I direct you to our website, which is buddagency.com. It's B-U-D-D agency.com. We have our two offices in Phillipsburg, New Jersey. We're right off of Route 22, so even not that far into Pennsylvania. So for some people that even live in the eastern area, we're a lot closer over there, right off of 22. And we're in downtown Bethlehem on the north side on Broad Street. So also a nice a nice location now that it's getting nicer out too, is you always can pop in and visit because a lot of people are out and about walking around a lot more. But I direct you to our website first, and then we have both of those locations that we could help you out with.
Okay, and your phone number?
Jersey phone number is 908-859-2213. And the Bethlehem one, I'll get for you real quick. That one I don't have memorized as easily for whatever reason. It's everything's in the phone these days. It's terrible. It's 610-625-2880. And that's our Bethlehem office.
Okay. And budagency.com.
Correct.
It's been a pleasure having you on.
Thank you, Lori.
So
it's been
much.
A lot of fun.
Full of energy. She's doing great. Next week, we're going to have some financial planning tips for the rest of the year because we're at the end of tax season. And I believe it's our fund drive as well. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, Judy Ann. Thank you, Jeff, for being here. And again, thank you, Eileen. Stay tuned for In the Tradition, folk music with Tom Druckenmiller. Remember, pay attention, be proactive, not reactive, and make the best of your financial choices. Have a great week.